The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, so if you're having a little trouble falling asleep, I figured out how to get my husband, DJ Automatic, to pass out within seconds. I'll tell you after we say good morning. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Happy New Year.
It's time to wake up, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And obviously, I'm Dana Cortez. So at night, Otto has a lot of trouble sleeping. You know, he almost insomniac behavior. Oh. And I have the same problems. And so now, when we do this.
Hi, I'm Mark Wahlberg. Join Antiques Roadshow on our search for America's hidden treasure.
We passed out.
It's like sleeping powder to me.
It is.
I felt tired just now when I heard his little voice.
I did
the
too.
Antique Roadshow.
I love
TV. All
antique
of a sudden,
Roadshow.
We're like watching Antique Roadshow every
that's
night.
That's the one where people like take in their found antiques and
basically
see what they're worth.
Basically taking their junk and right? They see if it's worth anything.
Sometimes they strike gold.
Yeah, they do.
This man took something that he bought at a garage sale. He said it looked interesting to me. He bought it for $12. He sold it for $350,000.
What?
Yes.
I must have fallen asleep.
You did. You did fall asleep. But some of those older shows, I think, and obviously they do new ones now, they're just so good to me. They're so entertaining. They're so informative. And yes, it's sleepy time. It's not like thrilling. It's not loud. That's what I like most about it.
Yeah.
That it's not all of that. There's so much noise happening
all the
time.
Well, I kind of
want
to know like the science behind what about your favorite TV show can help put you to sleep. Because I feel like I go through different seasons where I have different shows and episodes.
The Office used to be my go-to.
Right? And it's something about it like, where it's like comforting and stuff
yes.
like that. For me right now, it's Foods That Built America. I'm so deep
oh,
into that.
Oh, I love that one. But, Anthony, and you turned me on to that.
Anthony's become an expert in foods.
Every time we say something, he's like, oh,
have I told you guys
started?
About the lovely Ruth Wakesfield, the lady who invented chocolate chip cookies?
No.
Man, shout out to Ruth. But no, that's one of those shows where, I can put it on and like no matter how much I try to fight it, I'm like,
it just, and it's so calming, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites, it's definitely an older show that I'll tell you now, people think it's funny. When I was little, I grew up with my nana, okay, mm-hmm. my grandmother, my Theo Frankie. So they were older. And 60 Minutes was like my go-to
oh,
every
man,
Sunday.
Oh, man, dude. That's like the
every
most
Sunday.
Influential stop clock sound effect you can ever hit.
You remember?
Okay. Dana still doesn't miss it.
I don't miss it. I don't miss 60 Minutes. Also, don't tell me you don't love Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Come on. One of the greatest shows of all time. Yeah.
I've never been a good speller, so I haven't been. I usually skip
it's
past
your,
Wheel
of Fortune.
Oh,
game.
It's not your forte.
The dyslexia is
yeah.
not helping.
I didn't think about that. You really have to.
It exposes too much about me.
You know what's one I love since we're talking about these Family Feud? We watched it the other night.
Oh, my gosh.
I watched like 3 hours of Family Feud. I don't know. Dana's mom loves it, so I just kept it on there.
And so my mom's staying with us now. We just realized my mom and my dad have been with us since October, since the beginning of October.
Wow. What a blessing.
Yeah, it is such a blessing that they have a place to stay while she's going through her radiation.
Yes.
And I haven't given an update.
She's
one,
got
two,
four
three,
days.
Four, five. Five more days of radiation.
Yes.
We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. We are finished.
Have you guys, that's a blessing. Have you guys had a conversation about who would be on your Family Feud lineup?
Oh,
I don't want to get it. Right now, because that causes risk.
I should send that to the group chat and see
let's
how it goes.
Let's do it. And we'll come back tomorrow.
War.
Yeah. All right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
The iPhone turns 19.
What?
It is the anniversary of the iPhone. Happy birthday, iPhone.
I can't believe it. First of all, I used to be an Android person, and Otto and Anthony convinced me to come to the dark side. Because when I was an Android user, you couldn't be in the group chat.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Now you can. Should I go back to Android? Nah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Keeping tabs on your partner is odd. And I don't mean like sharing locations just to make sure everybody's okay. Yeah, that's different. At first, I used to think the sharing locations thing was a little weird. But now I'm like, no, I get it. I understand.
I think it comes down to intention.
It does.
Like if you're doing it to make sure somebody's safe or just nobody to worry about, it's one thing. But if you're doing it to like keep tabs on and almost be
exactly.
in a possessive manner.
Have your thumb on them.
Yeah, you're my property.
How long did it take you to go there? Mm-hmm. Why did you make a left turn instead of a right? Like, what are you talking about? No, I mean it. And I was actually in a relationship like that where this person was super controlling. I didn't even realize it when it was happening. It was just going on.
You never do, right?
You never do. It like happens so slowly, right? Today's Down in the DM was all about that weird control. David contacted me because he said that his relationship with Veronica was a little rocky. Clearly because of him, it did not go down in the DM.
You're talking to some dude I don't know, and I want to know what you're trying to do.
Oh my God, what are you doing? This is insane. I don't even even know what to say to you right
hey,
now.
Hey, man, it's clear she's not cheating.
Who's John? Tell us what's going on.
I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I can't do anything because you're constantly on me.
Yeah, because you're talking to some dude.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm up for promotion. This is stupid.
When she started tearing up like that, it broke my heart. And I don't know that she's done, but she should be. Or they should at least go to counseling. Yes. They need to do something.
You can't fix that. And I'm going to go back to what my mom always told me, too. When it comes down to relationships and stuff like that, there's three things. One, never steal a woman's Tupperware. Two, don't ever be with a person who's too jealous and impacts your work. You should never have to think twice about going and getting money. Gosh. And if you're doing it in a right and honest way, you should never have to be like, I'm explaining myself to you at all. And then the third one was just don't litter, but that's a separate thing. But
great advice. Great life advice.
Those are my three gems.
I think the Tupperware thing was the most important.
And the littering. Do you remember the commercial of the Native American guy who would cry?
Yeah.
When people would litter? Yeah, that reminded me of that. But back on topic. No, it's
I don't
true.
Remember that commercial.
Oh, my gosh. It made me cry because he's so sad because we just, anyway, trash the earth.
Don't litter unless you're going to litter these untrustworthy partners like our boy, David.
Throw them to the curb. You know? Mm-hmm. I remember going to the grocery store and having to like have a time limit because this far away from the house. And if I wasn't back at a certain time, it was trouble. I was going to get a talking to.
When people do those kind of things, it says way more about them than it says about you because it's in his head. That's he's like, oh, I could probably go cheat if I went to go to the grocery store.
He was always cheating.
Yeah.
He didn't go to the grocery store. He'd go to the club or the lounge or with one of my friends or whoever was around. It was just like whatever was happening that day.
I'll confess something right now. What? I will say I've gone through my jealous spouts, though. With that being said, I've gone through my internal, like, I'm just so infatuated with the person that I get really insecure that she's going to leave me or something. And this is like
that
trauma.
Is scary.
Trauma pops up at so much different times. So when I was in high school going into college, that girlfriend left me for a guy who took her snowboarding, right? So flash forward to like a decade later, I meet this really cool woman and she loves to go snowboarding on her own. And right away in my head, I'm like, who are these dudes? Who's giving you a ride to the mountain? All this and that. And it was
snowboarders are cool.
And yeah, super cool. Super cool. And it's like, I can't snowboard at all. I'm not that athletic. I'm all out of shape. I can't do any of that stuff anymore. So I got really insecure in my head and I've kind of fumbled that past relationship.
Because I started tripping over
like what happened to me in the past with any snowboarder. So
I think I've learned how to control it.
You have?
Auto.
I mean, for the
you
most
have.
Part.
Yeah, you really have gotten a lot better.
I just keep it all in my head instead of saying it out loud now.
And let it come out in other angry ways about something else. We've been married for a long time, but I think even then you have thoughts, right? Things pass your mind. Yes. But if you communicate with your partner and you have their location, everything should be okay.
See, that's one thing. I don't have anyone's location.
We should share locations for safety purposes, not to keep tabs on one another. I'm down to do that.
I feel like it's kind of weird, though. I feel like that's like me watching every move you make.
Do you watch the ring camera all day?
I do watch the ring camera constantly, yeah, I guess. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I was literally just checking it right now. I was like, what's going on at the house?
So we have a pet cam inside our apartment, and my mom forgot. And right before her surgery, she was walking around the house in her birthday suit.
Oh, no. I deleted it. Don't worry.
I was like, I didn't look at it either. My dad was like, Sandra, they have a camera. Oh my God, my mom's just pattering across the room, like running across the room. All right. Is it okay to keep tabs on your partner? I'm not talking about location. Did you ever have to go through that? And has anyone changed your ways? Because you were dead set on you can't change someone. I think you can, Aunt. I really think if a person self-reflects, they can change.
I changed.
You did, 100%. 877-730-DCS1. Of course, it took you a very long time.
I don't know that I changed. I just learned how to control it.
There you go. Call us up. Let's talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so should you always know where your partner is? Should you put tabs on them at all times? Can you time your person? What are we talking about here? That sounds like control, and it really does sound like a person who's overly jealous because they have low self-esteem and they have issues with themselves, right? Can it be fixed? I think so. I think a person can become more self-aware. I think I used to act kind of stupid at certain times, and I have made changes in my life to be better for a better person, right? I think anybody can change if you want to. If you want to. So Anne is on the line. She wants to talk about this. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So what are your thoughts on this whole conversation that we're having?
I lived that life for quite a while. And I'll just be honest. People that are accusing you of doing things that you know that you're not doing, likely, chances are, they're doing exactly what they're accusing you of.
Yeah.
Is that a little bit narcissistic?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'll tell you something, too. When he finally left the house, I found the woman's things up underneath my dryer. Earrings were underneath my bathroom vanity.
My gosh, Anne.
Her pants and her sweater were up underneath my bottom rack of clothes in my closet.
Oh.
And it was exactly who I thought it was. It was the woman that he worked with.
Was he just shoving her clothes everywhere, like, to hide them from you?
I think that it was probably her, and maybe she was hoping I would see it. I don't know. But I found her Bare Minerals makeup was up underneath my dryer.
No.
Oh my God.
And I mean, if he's accusing her and watching her every move, chances are he's guilty of every single thing he's accusing her of. I learned that in therapy when we were going to couples counseling.
Yeah.
She had him leave the room, and she told me. Those were her words.
I know exactly what you just said. When you said the Bare Minerals makeup, this is a lot too. When my ex was seeing somebody, I got home. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. I was making my bed. You know how you dig under for your sheets and everything? There was a towel under there with makeup and I don't know what on it, girl. I was like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, do I just not have any self-respect anymore? Right?
Wonderful.
I was like, beautiful. Lovely. I just kept that. You know, after all these years, I thought, have you just lost every ounce of self-respect? This is your home. This is your bed.
Right.
And I finally, you're right. I was just like, he's always accusing you of doing everything he's doing.
Yeah. Well, and then all of these years later, he's the exact same.
Honestly,
what I've learned too about narcissistic abuse is that they are, especially the men, I've learned that they're gay.
No.
They're either gay, like mentally, they need male companionship, male approval. They need men just lavishing them with comments and thinking they're these amazing people, or they're actually gay. Oh.
So either one or the other.
That's a different take. I hadn't heard that one before.
So I don't know that I've ever told you this. And we're friends, and I can tell you, I swear to you, some of his family members told me we think he's gay.
Oh.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You have to be yourself. You can't hurt other people.
Yeah, but don't pretend
and don't
marry people and have children with them. Don't live a double life.
Well, I think that's easier said than done for us, but
Of course.
But of course you don't want, I understand exactly what you're saying, but I swear to you that I had other family members, and we need to talk, girl. Okay, look, we're talking, but I'm going to put you on hold because I want to add you to the DCS VIP list, and I'm so glad you got away from that, by the way. Congratulations. I love you. Congratulations.
You got out of it too?
Oh yeah, I'm married to Otto.
She's married to me. This is before
we're a new show. Thank you for listening. I just love that
you're
listening.
We've been married for 17 years.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
So it does. There is hope.
There is, Anne. I promise you, there's hope. Hold on, Mama. I'm going to put you on hold so I can get your number. Oh my gosh. And it's, you know what Anne was just saying? It's kind of embarrassing, too. It's hard to talk about. I don't recognize who that person was. Me da vergüenza. Like, I'm ashamed of who I was. But at the same time, I guess I learned what I needed to learn. And I always say I wouldn't change anything in my life because then I wouldn't be here. You know, everything I went through, there was a reason, there was a purpose. I just wish it hadn't sucked so bad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So P. Diddy's employees are not getting paid right now, and they are upset about it.
Ooh.
I don't know, and I'm going to tell you this, Well, I don't know how they thought they were going to continue getting paid with him in prison, because I don't think there's really anybody who is running the show per se, because he's gone, right? His family, his sons, I don't know that they were privileged to everyday duties like that. Also, he's been known not to pay people for years. We've been talking about this, Bad Boy. That's why a lot of his older artists, like Mace and all these artists that he had underneath his belt, Mary J. Blige, like, they all complained. Like, he never paid us. He never gave us money. We always owed him money.
Well, isn't this a little bit about what 50 Cent was talking about, too, where he's going to get so much buried in other lawsuits going forward, where he owes so much people, so many different people so much money now for all this time missing?
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to see where this goes. I'm with them. I mean, they deserve to get paid, so they should do everything they should do to fight to get paid.
I would quit.
Yeah, I was going to say, once he went into jail, I would have probably started looking for another job.
You know what's interesting about that documentary, and no spoilers, I'm not going to tell you everything. We pretty much all know, right? It just laid everything out. But the Diddy documentary that's on Netflix, there were a lot of people that worked for him early in the industry. You have to understand, like, now hip hop is everywhere, right? It really is like mainstream. We play Diddy or not anymore, but pop stations, hot AC, everywhere. Hip hop is everywhere. He was a huge gatekeeper. So there were people that worked for him. They're in this documentary talking about it, saying, I had to be there. There was just nowhere else to go. And so you took what you could and you did what you could with that opportunity. Obviously, times have changed. That's what I'm saying. I'd be out. Like, working for somebody like that, I'd be out.
The other thing is, Diddy used all his power every single time he could. I mean, if he didn't like what you said, he would call your boss and say, hey, I'm Diddy. Guess what? I want this guy off the air. And he did it to a lot of different radio DJs.
Oh, I know. Charlamagne. Who's a friend of ours, Charlamagne Tha God, you know, he got him fired.
I don't know why he doesn't talk about that anymore.
I think that he's talked about it enough. He feels like he's had that. He has his opinions and everybody knows he doesn't like him. Who's the girl group that they started? Gosh,
Danity Kane.
Now, they've been talking about this for years, right? About his mistreatment, about his lack of support.
All the kids that were on Making the Band.
No money, you know, all of these things. So, and also he got in trouble recently for, I think, drinking in a jail. Oh. That's another report that came out. They're trying to kind of, you know, keep that quiet, but that's something else, yeah. I just don't think the man's learned his lesson, but it doesn't matter. He's going to do his time. He's going to get out.
It's kind of everyday things there, though.
People just drink in jail?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you one thing. He's not drinking Ciroc.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.